Welcome to the Vibrant Living Network. Have you ever wondered what is possible beyond possible? What is the thing you've been wondering and inquiring about? Are you just feeling stuck and don't know why? Are you thinking or are you seeing? Seeing allows us to expand and have this other experience. We want to invite you for that wake-up call. We want to invite your spirit, your soul, so to be more alive, more connected. Glenn Brooks has been a life coach for over 33 years, author of Divorced to Patterns, Not Each Other, an explorer of what is possible. He has worked with people all around the world. Join us for a wake-up conversation, a dialogue with you. We will have some of the most interesting contributors. We will be talking to some of the most interesting people and have some of the most resourceful teachers, wisdom-filled people from around the world join us. Share your voice, ask the questions, become free of the known into a new world of possibility. We are going to talk about all the things you wonder about: how to live, how to heal, how to connect, how to love, how to be seen. Your life is precious. Enjoy it.
Hello, I'm Glenn Brooks. I've had to change one thing in the intro. I'd say to experience, to experience. Welcome to the program. I want to say that I'm so honored to be here with Kai Cole, who opens up another whole part of my brain and my soul and really amplifies the vibrant effect, the vibrant currency that we live in together. My biggest discovery, and Kai's a big part of this, is that we can only live in two states at any given moment. We can live in our counterfeit state or our vibrant state. And we teach and work with people on to be a vibrant speaker, a vibrant communicator, to be able to communicate that vibrant sensation that you feel deep inside of you. I want to say we're honored to have Maureen Carey, who's with us from Rhode Island, publisher of Natural Awakenings. And we're going to be in Rhode Island with our Vibrant Living Summit. And our special feature here with Tina Marion, who's a... I want to introduce you, Tina. I want to say to people that this is a really good thing you could do for each other, your friends. You know, if you want to amplify your business and the energy of other people, introduce them. Or as I like to say, induct them. Induct mm-hmm. them. I spent a year just, I had a group I was a part of, and we would introduce each other. The first time I got introduced properly, I think I was about 15 or 16. And I was with a professor. I was with Professor Kevin Foley. And I was leaving the room. He was teaching a class on energy healing. I was only 17 or so. And I forgot something, and I told him I was going to bring it to him. And he said, Glenn, and he said, your word is as good as gold. And I realized, I don't know what it was. I lit up. I realized no one ever said that to me that way in that tone. So this particular segment that we're going to do with Tina, Tina's ready. She's going to exhale three times and be ready for this. I call it Double It. And I also like the idea of being paid, being paid who we are, but also to become rich through donation. So for it's going to be $1,000 donation today. Tina stepped up to the plate, and she's going to allow herself to become bigger, more prosperous, and more creative. And we got our inside panel, Tina. We got all these people around us now. They're going to help this session come to a whole new level. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. Okay, here we go. So in the beginning, I said you have two sensations, you have two stories. You have your counterfeit story, and you have your vibrant story. So what I want to do is I want to start telling your vibrant story a little bit. Is that okay? I'm going to tell your story a little bit.
Sure.
Okay, here we go. Kind of similar to Maureen and Kai and me. So what I sense about you is I sense this deep caring of someone who becomes a nurse, who goes into psychiatric care, and being a psychiatric nurse and practitioner, that you really want to make a difference in people's lives. But you discover another level of health. You discover another level to bring people to a place of well-being. And you realize that you could prosper that way. There's another level of prosperity. You get very intrigued about the latest in the field of energy psychology. You make it a point, and I hear this every time we've talked, that you really make it a point not just to go into a field, but you go to the field for the people that you feel have the most heart, compassion, and wisdom, and you particularly pay attention to them, their rhythm, their breath, how they transfer, you know, how they share this with people. And so what I sense about you as a practitioner and as a as a leader and speaker, I sense that you're really, so I get you, you go beyond all the outside and you go right to the inner edge. So I want to say when I, the few times we talked, I thought, you know, you're the kind of practitioner, you're the kind of master practitioner I love referring to. So when I introduce you today, I want to say I'm really honored that to who you are, that you can not just double your income, but you can make more of an impact by reaching to so many niches of people that don't even know you exist. So I'm very enthused about that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, and I want to say, while I'm on the topic, I was going to send you on a trip too. But I think I'm going to say that. I want to send you someplace that you mentioned to me that really moved me.
Oh, okay.
So,
I'm excited.
All right, okay. All right.
Okay.
So, because what I like to do is, since I'm known as the man that gets paid to go on vacation, I want to send you on vacation so that you could take in this session to another whole level. Because I realize that in a session, there's an intellectual level, there's an emotional level, but there's a deep certain way level. There's a level that shifts us to another level. So that's why I don't do interviews. I just do these sessions, and then I do the journeys. I don't really interview people. I resonate. I listen. And just listening to you has really altered the quality of my life, by the way. I really get who you are. I really appreciate who you are at a very deep level. So why don't you continue? I'm going to give you the microphone here. Why don't you continue to share your vibrant story and your vision going forward after, I think, 40 years of being in practice and impacting people? What's your vision for the next level of your vibrant prosperity and message now?
Okay. So you already mentioned I'm a nurse. I graduated nursing school in 74, so I'm quite on in years. And I'd have to say that the last half of my nursing practice has centered around psychiatric treatment and treatment in addictions. I currently am still in the field. I work per diem now, and I work within a hospital setting in patient psych. And I also work in a detox. And I was able, okay, I'll just backtrack. Within the field of nursing that I was working in, I would say maybe 20 years ago, I just started having this desire. It was like an itch. I just needed to do something more holistic. I was starting to appreciate through nutrition and through things like law of attraction. And it was like I was a baby with all these new presents. I just wanted to open them all up. They really stirred something up within me. I mean, nursing in a hospital or a center that has rules and regulations, and even just going home and hanging a shingle. I just love people and I want to help them. That's the bottom line. Mm-hmm. I love people. I don't judge. I take everyone as a fellow spirit in a meat suit. We're all in this together. And just try to help them with the knowledge that I have obtained on my own, helping myself, trying to help other people. So once I put that intention out to the universe, because I really didn't know, what can an RN do? Mm-hmm. And then it was really interesting because right after that, and this is going back to 2006, things started popping up and showing up for me. It was almost like the universe was laying out a roadmap for me to achieve what I wanted to achieve, which was a private practice that had to do with helping other people in a holistic manner. It was kind of eerie, but I totally believe in law of attraction and intention, setting intention with faith and trust. You got to trust that if you put an intention out there, universe is going to meet it the way the universe wants it, not necessarily exactly as we would have it. I think there's an expression, thy will, not mine. So it wasn't very long before I became a holistic health practitioner. I had credentials after my name. One of the things I ran into was something called EFT, and I'm sure your listeners know about tapping, emotional freedom techniques. And that being said, I went on to spend thousands of dollars learning other techniques as well. We were talking about Tappas Fleming, that reconnection, Eric Pearl's methodology. I could just go on. Oh, we did the Silva method. I did many, many, many practices to help people. And I still, to this day, default back to EFT because I totally understand it. I'm able to apply it with great success to people who are at least open to something different.
I want to ask you this. I want to ask you something. All right. And I want our panel. Our panel is, we're going to call the panel the double it penalty, because they're going to help double your whole abundance, your income and everything. So what niche of people do you feel you really would like to work with? Is there a niche of people? Because what I notice in the field is a lot of times it's very generic.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Who are some people that you – we had to change the language. Okay, go ahead.
Right, so that's a good question. I have worked with Carol Luck. She has been not only my mentor, I was credentialed as one of her life coaches with the application of EFT several years ago. And she would always say, pick a niche. Well, you know, if you're a psych nurse and an addictions nurse, like everybody fits in. Mm-hmm. But she kept telling me to narrow it. Because of my graduation from the nutrition school in New York City, IIN, I did have the ability to pull in people who needed to eat better, lose weight. But over time, I seem to be drawn to people who sabotage themselves, especially because of the addictive process, and it's not just food, and it's not just booze, and it's not just, there's tons of forms of addiction that people are held bondage to, these habits they want to break, and they can't. Tomorrow I'll change. And then tomorrow comes and goes. So I think that is my niche now, or the people who are struggling, who want to break out, but they don't know how to get there. So that would be my clientele, people who are struggling, don't need to know the first thing. They think it's all willpower, and God knows it's not. Those people would be the people that I would reach out to. And just as a quick aside, and I'll get back to you, Glenn, when my current employer heard what I did, I had to do a presentation to the entire company. I have no problem as a public speaker. You just throw me on the stage, give me a microphone, and I'm really good to go. So I pitched it, and I kid you not, that's one fear I don't have is public speaking. Anyway, long story short, I now go in twice a week, and I do tapping classes for people in early recovery because they don't have a coping skill in the world. These people are raw with their anxiety, raw with their emotions. They don't know how to handle their emotions. So it makes me so happy that I could go in there and teach them how they could help themselves rather than continue to feel disempowered. And I mean, that's kind of the way most people feel these days. They feel disempowered. And my whole shtick is to teach them how to feel empowered simply by A, accepting yourself where you're at. You know, you want to go to California and you're in New Jersey and you're frustrated because you're still in New Jersey and you're doing this by foot and it's a long road. You get upset and you want to throw the towel in. Oh, it's so far. Well, I'll never reach it. Well, you know what? If your feet are pointed in the right direction and you've taken a few steps towards California, even if you're still in New Jersey, be okay with that. Accept it. We're always fighting the what is, and it's always about what I want to be and what I have to have, and I won't be happy until. Well, you're given all the keys to your happiness to people, places, and things outside of yourself. So in my practice, I kind of pull people back using the tapping to deal with their resistance. The why do I feel this way? Why do I feel not worthy, deserving? Whatever the problem is, you can apply this sort of thinking, which will change. It will cause a cognitive shift, and that's what we're looking for. So that you look at the same world that you've been looking at, and it suddenly becomes better.
How many more clients would you like a month that would have the specialty niche that you're talking about?
If people really would start to show up, I would then tilt employment over to that and less in the hospital. Right. I do like the hospital. It's a guaranteed paycheck.
All right.
I just want to throw this in there too, and I have Carol's coaching program. I have had clients all over the world because you can do Skype or phone. They don't have to come to your house. That happens, yes. But Skype and phone, and when I first heard phone, I thought, how could that be? But because the voice has such a resonance, and if you're able to tune into the shifts that occur just by listening to the way they speak, it's almost more effective.
All right. You know what I was going to send you, by the way? I send my clients to, on this double it. So I was going to send you to New Zealand because I wanted you to on the plane in New Zealand, I want you to write me this other story. So the other story is, it's a story of your new career or this expansion embodiment of your career from your vital or vibrant message. So I want to set up a trip for you to go as a vibrant travel journalist, one of my people, to New Zealand. I know you got that dog, but I came to me after that call that I wanted to send you because I really want you to sing that song. You know, my first discovery was that we've come to sing the song, and then I realized we came to sing it together. It kind of altered me because I saw things relationally. I want to open things up to our panel, and I probably have like about 2 minutes, but I want to have what people have been touched by and what's spoken to them about you're going down this other road, this royal road to another level of prosperity. Does anybody want to chime in to Tina's next, her royal road, her vibrant message road? It's an open question to the panel. What's moving you guys about the expansion and Tina's next level of prosperity?
I think that it sounds wonderful, especially with the revelations about self-sabotage. I can totally, totally relate being a recovering, quote-unquote, bodybuilder, you know, where I went 2.5 years for years eating the same thing every day, cultivating my body and curating my lifestyle just to be judged. And in the end, these judgments, you know, come back to create this self-sabotage habit. But it's wonderful that you identified your niche as people and myself that really do need this help. So I wanted to commend you on that. Thank you.
Thank you.
We're gonna continue. We're gonna continue. You have a magic wand right now, Tina. Magic wand is here. The miraculous begins via agreement. You have our agreement that you could double your income and your ability to touch people through your distinctive gifts. Stay with us for more Vibrant Living. I'm Glenn Brooks. Life's precious. Enjoy it.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of OM Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to Vibrant Living, Vibrant Speakers International. We work with speakers, people who have deep, pulsating messages they want to reach to and connect with people. We're going to be in Rhode Island. And Maureen Carey's place. You own Rhode Island, by the way, Maureen. I think about you on Rhode Island. I get the sense you have the whole state down. You had a similar journey to Tina. You were in banking and you felt this other vital sensation. So each moment we have the counterfeit or this other vibrant voice. You know, I think Kai should write a book on this. I think it'd be a best selling book, The Recovering Bodybuilder, from devastating bodybuilding to vital bodybuilding with Kai. Because it's such a revolution and a shape-shifting that she went through. I love that you brought that up, Kai. Tina, Marion's with us today. This is our double-it segment. I'm going to be, if you allow me to, I'm going to send you to New Zealand. Because what I see on your website, I would say I want to see this as a new story that you're writing to people. And the story is now you're working with people who have had challenges with addictions. I've done so many. By the way, I've had a chance to meet many, many people who, like yourself, had a lot of mastery. And I think that finding your distinctive message and writing about it, that's why I wanted to send you to New Zealand. If you had a magic wand, and you could, and also I want to get Maureen. I wanted you to comment only because I see you guys as kindred spirits, and you guys are going to meet each other at the Vibrant Living Summit, because in fact, Tina's going to be one of our speakers. What would you want to share based on? You guys have similar stories to me, similar moving in the direction of vibrancy in your life and going beyond the conventional pull.
Well, I think of myself as a reformed banker, so
mm-hmm.
out of the corporate world and in recovery. So I think that's wonderful, the population that you've chosen to work with. There's such a need, and there's so little understanding, and if there's whatever tools that folks have to help is just huge. I was just curious. Tina, is it just the tapping that you do, or do you bring any other modality into working with people?
Yep, I do. I do. I kind of have my healing basket full of. I've taken faster EFT with Smith, Michael Smith, I think his name is right now,
okay.
Off the top of my head. Yeah, and again, I'm all about finding what else can work. What else can work? What okay. feels appropriate at this moment to use? But I do default to the tapping because it's teachable. So currently when I'm working with someone, I offer them a package of three sessions because my hope is by the end of three sessions, they start understanding that they could start doing this to themselves. So, you know, just as an aside, working in an industry which makes people dependent on pills, on doctor's appointments, on even if you go the holistic route, you got to wait to get an appointment with your chiropractor or your massage therapist. Or it's like this EFT is in the moment. So it's you and you and your two fingers, and you could pull yourself up. You could lift your vibration up, and it's all about vibration. And so the vibration of feeling accepted, okay, not bad, is far different than feeling depressed and hopeless and afraid. And that vibration is what goes out into the universe and that seeks similar vibrations. And that's where the magic happens. It's happened with me and it's happened with people that I've worked with.
Can we come up with a title for your talk? We got to come up with a title for your talk in Rhode Island. We're going to come up with a powerful title together.
Am I going to Rhode Island or is this on the phone?
You're going to Rhode Island. Yeah, I'm writing to one of our speakers in Rhode Island. This is one of the things I want you to do. I want you to come share your message.
I love
people.
That. Like I said, I love to talk.
Yeah. All right.
And you know what? Just rolling back to the addictions, it's not just the addict. It's mostly for the families that are. I get calls from mothers. My kid can't stop drinking. He's crashed his car three times, and it's also in addition because addicts sometimes take a long time to finally show up and do something about their problem because they keep hiding behind the numbness and what the addiction
is. So what we're going to do is I think we're going to put something together about the Radiant Family Model. I like it. I love the Radiant Family Model. I love the idea that you work with the whole family system.
I usually do individual.
Well, I think you could do both, though. I think you could build a system, and I want to do a second session, and I want you to consider going to New Zealand because I want you to soak this in. And I want to introduce you to someone. If you got a moment before you go out and walk your beautiful dog, I want to introduce you to a person who changed my life. She's here with us now, Tina. And Tina, go on and give out your website. And so we're going to shift your website a little bit because I wanted to find the new language of this new royal road that you're talking about. What's your current website? We're going to make some tweaks, but go ahead. What's your current website?
MedicineMyWay.us.
MedicineMyWay.us. You know, one of the things that you talked about, Tina, because I refer people to people all around the world, and what I love about you isn't just that you've done these different things, it's really who you are. It's really how you hold this stuff together and practice. And that's, you know, it's a lot of people study a lot of stuff, but I really, what I get about you, it's how you listen and how you bring yourself to the sessions and your caring. And that's
absolutely
really, that's what I want to bring.
Yeah,
I want to bring
you know,
them into.
I learned the art of active listening. Many people don't even know how to listen to another person, because while that other person is speaking, you're already coming up with what you're going to say. Oh, I know how you feel. No one knows how anybody feels. And that was one of the things that's really changed the way I deal with people. I don't know how you feel. I could have a very similar situation in my life, but it's not for me to tell you that I know how you feel. It's disregarding that person's actual in the moment feeling. So being empathetic, head nodding, understanding, but it's not for me to say I know how you feel. Does that make sense to you? That was kind
that
of
makes
my,
a, makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
I
want to just check that. No, I love that you brought that up.
I think it's really important for, I've been to therapy. We've had our share of problems. And for a short period of time, we just had a crisis in the family. My dad, what the hell, I'll go to a therapist. A, I knew more than she did. B, she didn't know how I felt. So C, I said, bye-bye. That's I'm not saying
Your new book is called I Said Bye-Bye. I want to introduce you guys. We've only just begun. I want to introduce you to Dr. Teshna. Teshna, are you there? Teshna?
Yes. Hi. Yes.
You are there. Hey. Good. I want to introduce you. I told you a good day for me is introductions and inductions. So I want to say how I met Teshna. Kai and Maureen Carey, the publisher of Natural Awakenings. And, you know, what's beautiful about Maureen is we're doing this infinite collaboration thing, which is how to collaborate, whether it's beyond exchanging, bartering, or trading, is really going to another level. And I want to say that working with Maureen has just been an absolute gift, that we're really inspired to bring our Vibrant Living Summit Teshna. Now, of course, I want you to speak there. I want to develop your one-of-a-kind talk. I want to tell you guys, and Tina, how I met Teshna. So I met Teshna when I had what I call a relational tsunami. It was the worst emotional pain of my life. I was married for 28 years to someone who I felt was my most cherished soul partner. Now, when this occurred, you know, as a coach, sometimes you think you know something, and then you discover you know nothing. So all I really knew was it was so devastating, but I heard that Teshna had helped people. She did. She had this work that she did around energy and muscle testing. And all I knew is I needed to go see her. As a matter of fact, I drove about 5 hours a week to go see Teshna. And I would go in the office, and I remember the numbers. I would go in. I remember when Teshna would test me from 1 to 1,000. When she told me it was 1,000, I was so happy because I realized, oh, my God, that source of pain I could describe to a therapist who I love. I love my therapist. And he used to say to me at some point, the grief would leave, and then I realized, oh, there's the shock, and then there's the heartbreak. When I went to Teshna, and she went through my body, I felt she held a vision in me that allowed me to see past what I could see. So I want to acknowledge Teshna as a vision holder, as an innovator, and someone that really is bringing this work to people all around the wounds and jars and tremendous shocks in our love relationships. Her book on love fit and being fit for love, to me, is one of the innovations. And this is going to be an ongoing, not just series, but Teshna is part of our Vibrant Speakers International. And also, I want to let you guys know that Teshna is going to be giving a workshop for Kapow. We'll give you the dates and the information. Kapow is one of the largest international centers for growth and seminars. And I've covered many, many things over Kapow, and they've treated us really well. So we're excited. I just left a message to them earlier today, so they'll be able to bring the audio series that we do to touch a lot more people, because I know, and I think I said this to Teshna, that Dr. Dean Ornish said after, I think it was 34 years now, he said, hands down, intimacy is the greatest healer on the planet. It exceeds stress management, yoga, food, diet, exercise. That intimacy is the thing that changes our cells and our genes. And I know that we're going to do a series with Dr. Bruce Linton, which is all about, you know, basically how to change our beliefs, which is the heart of your work. And I want to tell you how grateful I am Because all through the winter when I had to come see you and I drive the 5.5 hours, I couldn't imagine not seeing you. So I'm honored that we're on this series. I'm honored you're a part of Vibrant Speakers International. I want to welcome you to Kai Cole's here. She's going to bring out your message. All our listeners, Tina, Maureen, Kari. I think, Ariel, I think you're off today. You left me a message. Are you there today or you're off today? I think he's off today. So, Tesha, wholehearted welcome. You know I love you and appreciate you deeply. And what would you want to share about your vibrant mission with this work, helping people have this experience of being fit for love?
Well, that's a very good question. That's why I'm doing it, I guess, is because I have a passion for it. Basically, that all started because I'm trying to think how many years ago it was. It's 2003, so that's already 15 years ago. I've been with someone for 20 years, and all of a sudden, he fell in love with someone else and basically wanted to leave. So I was like, okay, this is a little unsubstantial because we had 15 years before that. We finally had a child. Now that we finally have a child, I fell in love with someone else. So I thought that was a little odd, to say the least. And I was, of course, that. And,
was it devastating? Like was it something that jarred you? Like was it something that disrupted you? Like is it? Because I that's how I heard about you. One of the things you said to me, which was profound to me at the time, was that you didn't want your neurology and your system. A lot of people don't recover for years and years and years. And you told me that doing this work, this neuro release technique with the muscle testing, would clear things at a level you could receive a deep love connection. I admire that about you, that you actually went through this yourself.
Yes. Basically, the technique that I used at the time is called neuroemotional technique. And I use that technique in my practice all the time, still to this day. And it's an amazing technique. And that's what I used for you, you know, when I did it a number of years ago. And still use to help people get over heartbreak. And I guess I was my first patient. I also had a couple practitioners, NET practitioners that I went to see, and they were helping me as well. And between the three of us, basically I went from being devastated, you know, I never thought that I was going to not be with this man. I loved him so much, and he loved me, and, you know, and then we finally had a child, and I was like, I can't believe it. You know, now that our son is 2 years old, and now you want to leave?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was devastated, and after doing this work, I literally went from, you know, feeling totally, you know, depressed, free, and shame, and, you know, low self-esteem, and sadness, everything you can imagine, paralyzed will, I mean, the range of emotions, I had them all. And I went from that to being ecstatic at being free in 6 weeks. So in 6 weeks, I got myself by the bootstrap and I completely turned it around. And then I said, okay, so now what? So now I'm going to set my sail and write down exactly what I want to find for my next thing. So I wrote down a list, 3 pages long, very detailed, of what I wanted my next name, and that every night and every morning, days. And then I asked, so where would I be likely to meet that? Because I wanted someone who was in yoga and meditation and open to chiropractic and healing and someone who was healthy physically, emotionally, spiritually, someone who was open to be a father figure for my son, and on and on and on. I had 3 pages long, very detailed. And I said to myself, so where would I be likely to meet someone? And I thought, well, maybe Honolulu. I could go to Honolulu, and maybe I meet someone. Obviously, if they go to Honolulu, they're probably yoga and meditation and being vegetarian and that kind of thing. So I was going to my NET practitioner at the time, and she, I told her that I was thinking about this. Okay, I just saw in there that there's a seminar for single people. I'm like, really? So I looked, and it happened to be, this was a Tuesday I went there, and the seminar was starting on a Friday night. and it was that weekend. So I called Kupalu, and I registered for the workshop, and then I said, so how many men and women are going to be at that workshop? And she goes, oh, there's going to be 21 women and 6 men. And I'm like, oh, God. The typical ratio, you know, in yoga classes or meditation or whatever, where there's always a ton of women and also a lot less men. And then I thought, maybe it's not worth, you know, me going, you know. And then I thought, wait a minute, I only need one, you know. I got 6 chances. He could be one of them. And so I totally turned the thing around in my head, and I went. And sure enough, you know, as soon as I got there, just sitting there, because I'm so sensitive to energies of people, because I've been working with people for so many years, I immediately knew that 5 of them, there was not even a trickle of a chance that it could work out energy-wise. But there was one that I thought would, you know, have at least potential. And I guess to make a long story short, he's been my partner for 15 years now.
Congratulations. So wonderful.
Yeah. So basically, I did it for myself, and after I did that, then I started working with other people who had been having their heart broken, or people who, you know, keep saying they want to be in a relationship, but they're not yet, or they keep not being able to find someone. And also I extended it to working with people who wanted to get out of bad relationships, and they couldn't get out of them because they were kind of like addicted to that pattern, whatever was going on with them.
Share with the audience, Teshna, you always say this brilliant thing. You say, how do you say it? You say something like, we have a belief, getting hit is what love is, or getting smacked. How do you say that? Because you say it so well.
I'll say it in a second. So basically, the way I explained it in my book is that we all have a love blueprint that is created basically from conception until about 10 years old. So whatever happens to us from conception until 10 is what is going to affect us in the way we choose mates later on. So, for example, if your mom or dad happen to be critical and they constantly criticize you, then your belief becomes love and life means being criticized. And even though consciously you don't like that, subconsciously it feels familiar. It feels like, oh, it's just like mom, just like dad. You're attracted to people who are critical because when
we're going to continue, Teshna. We're going to continue. I want to hear what Kai's thinking right now. I'm feeling Kai's energy right now because she's tuning into this deeply, along with Maureen Carey from Natural Awakenings and all our people in Rhode Island for this vibrant living. So they're going to love this in Rhode Island, by the way, Teshna. This is going to be wonderful. Tina, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad that you guys are all here. Stay with us for more vibrant living. In just one moment.
Feed your soul with waves of consciousness on Om Times Radio.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Vibrant Living Network. I'm Glenn Brooks, along with Kai Cole. vibrant intimacy, the intimacy that allows your soul to be seen and have the depths of connection and sexual ecstasy that you probably dreamed about, you might have heard about. Dr. Tess is with us today. She had a vision of me way beyond the problem. She didn't read my script. She saw another vision. I traveled about 5 hours a week to see Tess through snowstorms. She does a specific type of energy healing that includes muscle testing that allows you to have a perfect love fit. How to have that love that you probably never, maybe never heard about, never sensed. Kai, what's bubbling for you as you listen to Teshna?
I would love to hear more about the muscle testing as you go into, you know, taking a deep dive into the person and their being. I'd love to learn more about how that plays into your session.
So do you want me to answer that?
Yes.
Okay, so basically, the way that it works is that there's something that's called cement functional neurology muscle testing, which means that if you say a sentence, for example, I am, I say that. When I say that sentence, I'm congruent, like all parts of me agree with that. So when I muscle test, being muscle tested by someone, or I muscle test myself, I will remain strong on that. But if I said I am a man, I'm not congruent with that. So my whole system shuts down and all my muscles go weak. It doesn't matter which muscle you test. You can test a leg muscle, an arm muscle, a finger muscle. It doesn't matter what muscle. It's all going to go weak. And it kind of works a little bit like the lie detector technology. Is something that you're hooked up to a lie detector, they can detect that your blood pressure goes up, your heart rate goes up, your sweat rate goes up, you know, your pupil dilates. I mean, all these different things. And when you say something you're congruent with, none of these things happen. So we literally have a huge physiological change that occurs every time we say something that we're incongruent with. And when we're congruent with something, we remain in balance. We remain strong. So having that as a tool, you can test to see what people's belief systems are. So in my workshop, I teach people how to muscle test themselves, how to muscle test other people. And I give them lots of different options so that if somebody has a shoulder problem, then you need to be able to test something else. And so that's I give people plenty of tools that they will be able to use it on anyone, basically, and on themselves as well. And I also teach people then how to think about how you formulate or how you figure out what your blueprint might be. And one of the things that I do is I have a book that I wrote. It's called Fit for Love, and it's available on Amazon. And in that book, I have a lot of different things, and one of them is an exercise that you can do to start uncovering what that love blueprint is. Because if you don't know what it is, you can't change it. But if you do know what it is, you can change anything. And I've done it with thousands of people already. And so one of the ways that I do that is I ask people, what was your mom and dad like towards you? And most people know right away what was going on. You know, so if your mom was critical, for example, that's the example I gave before. And then, well, is your mate critical, or the mate that you've had in the past? And sure enough, just about every mate they ever chose was critical. And the reason is, in their blueprint, in their subconscious, they learn at a very young age that that's what people who love you do. They criticize you because mom loves you and mom's critical, or dad loves you and dad is critical. So even if you don't like it consciously, subconsciously, you crave criticism. And so basically, once you find out that it's there, if you don't like it consciously, then I teach a technique which uses meridian point tapping, which is different than the EFT. It's a much simpler sequence that is quicker and easy to remember by heart. And so then you do that technique as you say the sentence to remove it. And once you're done with that, then you can retest the person and make sure that they no longer believe that.
And then the other thing I do after that is I make sure that they're congruent with the opposite belief. And I'll give you an example in a second. Because sometimes people are right away, but many times they are not. And I have to actually install the new belief in there. And the way I see it, it's like a software mechanism. It's just like your computer. If you have a program in your computer and you don't like it, you can upgrade it or you can delete it. And so this is the same kind of thing you can do. It's like technology that you can use to do this with your own brain. And so that's pretty powerful stuff.
Sure.
And so I'll give you an example. For example, the thing about the criticism. So the way I would test someone with that is I would have them say, I can let go of the belief that love and life mean being criticized. And then I would test them as they say that. They say that, and then I would test. And if they go weak on that, that means they cannot let go of the belief that love and life means being criticized. And so I ask them if they want to keep that or they want to leave it, you know? And most people don't want to have that belief. So then I do the technique. In my office, I do NET to clear that. But in my workshops, I teach a lay version of a technique that anyone can learn that's very easy, and it does the same kind of thing. So I teach people how to do that. And once you clear it, either way, with the NET or with the kind of tapping that I do, then you retest. And now when they say, I can let go of the belief that love and life means being criticized, now they're strong on that. That means they finally are willing to let that go. So then I retest them with, I can allow myself to believe that love and life mean being accepted as I am, and test them. If they're strong, that means they already have that other side of it installed. If they're weak, then I have to do the technique again to clear that so that when I test them after the technique, they are now strong when they say, I can allow myself to believe that love and life means being accepted as I am. So that's like a nutshell of what I do, but it's much more extended than that.
I want to say that, listening to Vibrant Living, Dr. Teshna, we're thinking about how you could go to Dr. Teshna's next workshop. By the way, the place she's holding it, Kripalu, I've been to over the last 30 years, and I've just met wonderful people from around the world. The food there is out of this world. The property, they have one of my favorite trails. I know I'm going to see Kai at Kripalu. There's a lakefront swimming area. It's an absolute blissful area to be there, and I highly recommend it. It's one of my stomping grounds. A lot of times clients actually meet me there from around the world, have met me at Kripalu, and I hike them, I walk with them there, and you know, Maureen, I had this vision at the conference at our Vibrant Living Summit in Rhode Island. I'm going to get to introduce you and introduce some of these people together. My vision is that with each speaker, by the way, I kind of create a custom feel, kind of like what Tish is doing, of their talk, and also build a group of people around them. So it's I want to say it really comes from our connection. And by the way, we have a great fit. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I asked people on the show, Teshna. I asked Kai and Ariel, and Tina wasn't there, but Maureen said that, you know, she said in her family that, you know, that they say not, that saying shut up is like a curse. And I thought about that. Like we, you know, the old language, curses are things we kind of, intrusionary behaviors, thoughts, and things that we just take on as normal. And I love how you are eradicating that in people's bodies. It's a powerful, wonderful thing. Maureen, I want to give you a chance to respond if anything bubbling for you, as you've changed your beliefs and you got your wonderful publication in Community in Rhode Island. Is anything bubbling as you're listening to Teshna talk about this profound work that allows people to experience this love fit, this love connection?
No, I think it's really fascinating. I was familiar with the muscle testing more as it pertains to foods. And does this food agree with you? Is, you know, what's better
yes.
for you? That sort of position on it. I was not aware of doing it with the emotions. So that's really interesting.
Well, you guys are going to be celebrating. We're going to be celebrating in Rhode Island with the beaches and everything, and our wonderful team in Rhode Island, our Vibrant Living Summit, which is coming up. I'm going to give you the dates, and I want to thank Maureen and her wonderful ability to agree and kind of bring this to life. So look around you. See who you could agree and catch a vision with and breathe into that. Kai, I want to give out the information for this upcoming workshop with Tesha, and also say that Tesha is going to be with us, and on this series we're going to introduce to some of the people around the world the latest science in the world of intimacy and relationship and why this is so profound. Kai, I wanted to see what your brilliance is bubbling on. Kai?
I'm here and just in general agreement. I'm listening to Tesha's wonderful, wonderful practices and Maureen's amazing feedback, and I just
help
us to be in resonance.
You know, it's really a beautiful thing. I've been in hospital rooms, and I've been around people that have had miraculous recoveries and healings. My friend Tom Monty just wrote a book on unexpected recoveries. I'm inviting Tom to come to our beautiful program in Rhode Island, the Vibrant Living Summit, along with Kai and many other wonderful people. Kai just reminded me of the significance of a field that other people see and just agree, that agreement is a very powerful medicine. I want to encourage you to look into this workshop at Kapalo and be there with Tesha, especially if you're on the edge. If you've had any kind of grief, heartbreak, disruption, or you say, you know, I really want to have a deep bond that I sense on my heart as possible, go. She's an absolute delight. I'm going to see her again. When I started Vibrant Matchmaking, I knew I would circle back eventually to Tesha, because Tesha shared with me a vision of a Glenn I didn't see at the time. I'm eternally grateful for Tesha. Go ahead, Tesha. Please give out the information about the workshop at Kapalo, and know that you could catch Tesha and call in. She'll be with us on a regular basis. So, Tesha, how can people join you at Kapalo for your wonderful workshop?
Okay. So if you call Kapalo, you can register for the workshop. It's going to be on August 6th to 29th. It sounds like, but it really is a two-day workshop. The first day, it's just 2 hours in the evening, 7:30 to 9:30, which is a Sunday evening. And then it's Monday from 8:45 to 3:45. Tuesday, the same thing, and a couple hours in the evening. And then on Wednesday morning, just 9 to 11 in the morning. And the reason they do it like that is because that gives you extra time to go and swim in the lake and take yoga classes and the dance classes and have time to eat and relax and do whatever you want to do. So it's very mellow. You can use all the energy. You can hang out in the sauna if you feel like it. You know, there's a gym. So all the different amenities are available to you when you go there, plus the food.
I've only had such wonderful experiences, Tesha, and you being there is going to make everything else just amplified.
Yes, look at it a bit like an R&R time for yourself as well, you know, so you get the rest.
Yes.
Somebody else is cooking for you. Somebody else is doing everything for you. And so that's going to be awesome. I'm really looking forward to it.
Do you have a website you want to give out to? You want to give out Kapalo's website?
Okay. It's the Kapalo website that I'm going to give you, kapalo.org, basically. And you go on there and you look for the workshop, and you sign up for the title of the workshop. It's called Upseat Your Love Blueprint. And then it says Mind-Body Practices to Transform Your Life. My name is Tesha Beaulieu. You can look it up by present name, or you can look it up with the title.
Please spell your name, Tesha. So your beautiful last name for people.
Yeah. So the last name is B as in boy, E as in Edward, A as in apple, U as in uptake, L as in lion, I as in Iceland, E as in Edward, U as in umbrella. And first name is Tesha. T as in Tom, E as in Edward, S as in Sam, H as in Henry, N as in Nancy, and A as in Apple. So Yes?
No, I'm just so moved. I'm moved because the idea that you know, there was a book written by this guy who was 82, and he said you could start a new life by starting a new breath, by starting a new breath and a new vision. When I think about your workshop and I think about so many people, I just am really touched that people could come Tesla and change their imprint and change their neurological system so they could receive the love in their bodies and change those associations that we live. You know, the associations kind of run us until we become aware. And so have a place like Kapala, which, again, I've been to hundreds of times, where you could kind of sink it in. You could walk on the property. You could really have this new love blueprint and be around other people that honor and respect you for going in a new direction of love and more of carrying this energy. You know, you're an amazing energy system, but when you don't allow that love with touch, you know, I remember my first love relationship, my skin, I had a terrible acne. And my first love relationship, my acne was gone within 3 to 4 days. It's very powerful stuff. And I'm honored to bring this forward with you, Tesla, regularly here on the Vibrant Living Network, along with Kai Cole. I want to thank Tina for helping us double her abundance and income. I want to thank Maureen Carey at Natural Awakenings Rhode Island for being part of our partner in Rhode Island as we bring our Vibrant Living Summit there. And all these wonderful people. Your vision and your touch, your contribution speaks to me so deeply. Thank you, Kai. Thank you, Maureen. Thank you, Tesla. Thank you, Tina. Chris, deeply appreciate you and the Om Times Radio Network. And with our new format, Growing the Vibrant Living Network, be well. Thank you all. Your life's precious. Enjoy it.